9B mobile. Monitoring.
W2JKT mobile, good morning.
Hope you slept well last night. Having a nice commute this morning. Is that battery fully charged?
Yes, night, so I think I can make it to the office and back without having to charge.
How much power did you have when you got back in office?
What is yesterday with about 60 miles left on the clock, and then I quick charged at the office before I came and met you. So I was fine yesterday, but definitely got it to 100% overnight last night. And I might have to juice it a little bit on my way home this afternoon because I'm running the heat this morning because it's cold. But we'll see.
Usually it's cold this late in the year, but it's nice.
This morning, I went for a 5K run this morning before I left for work, so it was pleasant out. This is high 40s, low 50s. It's great running weather.
My younger day when I used to run, there's only one or two places I run to now. But yeah, it was nice back then when I was running, especially in Charleston, because it's so hot in Charleston, you have to get up really early for a run.
Down there, too.
I run a couple miles in the morning up and down Savannah Highway. Cycling is better on your knees than running.
And that was my primary sport, at least it has been for a while. And once I have my back surgery in June, I'll be off of all activity for a few weeks. But then they're saying I probably shouldn't run again for at least 6 months.
Either convert over to cycling or take up swimming. Swimming's really good for you. And uses a lot more muscles than cycling does, or running for that matter. But I always like swimming. It's just not a pool big enough. You got to really have an Olympic-sized pool for that.
The house I bought in Shelby when I first moved up, it had a 20 by 40 pool in it, and that was fun. I mean, you know, Courtney and the kids, you know, loved it. And but then the house next door to Courtney's house came up for sale, so I, you know, pitched that one. And now we have the two houses next door to each other. It's a lot more convenient. We have six dogs between us, and they can't all live together because they don't all get along. So it was tough to have to go back and forth across town all the time. But, yeah, at least next door we can separate the ones that don't get along and still be right there. But, yeah, I'm not a fan of swimming. I've tried it, and it just does it for me. So I'll stick to cycling.
The pool is a lot of maintenance, a lot of upkeep. We had a nice pool in Charleston, and of course the pool season down there is a lot longer than it is up here. But keeping the bugs and the leaves and pine needles and everything out of it, you got to maintain them every day. You got to rub it. It's a love hate relationship, I guess.
Dad wants to get an above ground pool at the house we've got now, so we'll probably try to do that in the next year or two. Not quite the same as a nice big in-ground pool, but our property doesn't really support an in-ground because we don't have sewer, so our backyard is mostly septic, and so we have to put an above-ground pool away from it. But it'll still work out fine.
Quite the other day, I like to have a rectangular pool, not a round one. A round one's just eat up too much room, and where I want to put it, the rectangular will fit a whole lot better. And I'm just not so sure that it's going to be a long enough season for it, but we'll see.
But yeah, I found, you know, I went looking for that diode in the radio, and the diode that was in it originally is obsolete, but there is a replacement for it. I could not find an equivalent in my parts bin, so I'll have to order some, but it'll probably take a few days to get in. But I imagine I can have it back to you next week.
But her problem is it just bypassed it.
I'm out of circuit now, and the radio works, but you don't want to run it without any surge protection in an automotive environment or even in a home environment. So, you know, it's like it's a 29-cent part, but I got to order 10 of them, and then, you know, it's a few bucks shipping. So it's like 10 bucks or whatever, but it's worth it to have it in there.
That was that little glass, the only little glass tube that's in there.
But was there a glass fuse inside? I didn't see one.
Well, it's looks like a little Zener diode, a little glass one. You know, they make them out of glass.
The TVS diode that was shorted is just like, you know, one of those black cylindrical axial packages. So it's a through-hole part. it's really easy to cut it out, and I'll just solder the new body in on the old legs. But a glass diode is probably like a silicon germanium or just a regular silicon diode.
But what located did the circuit board? What was it close to?
Well, the power wires solder into the board. There's four ferrite beads, and then there's the axial diode that was right next to the four ferrite beads, so right by where the wires come in.
I'd like that extension on the speaker.
And that was a nice job.
Out of it, but otherwise, why mess with it?
I like those shrink wrap butt slices. They look real nice once you heat shrink them.
Pretty cool. I like those. I bought a big old tray of those, different sizes. They're easy to install. They ain't gonna get real hot. Watertight. Work out real good. Boating applications. You name it.
You have the same bin that you've got. At least I got off of Amazon. It's got, you know, four or five different sizes and a whole bunch of different colors and stuff.
That's the first time I've used the super small ones.
Super small ones many times.
That's what I do too.
I stock up a bit before they disappear because they're not being imported anymore.
What you do is trend on. Yeah, it's my turn here. The normal price for the part is shipping. I saw one shipping yesterday, $999,000. It's $999,999 shipping.
About that is, that's not going to pay the tariff. You have to pay the tariff. You'll get a bill from the shipper after you receive the part. So people are going to pay that $50 shipping thinking they're going to be paying the tariff, and then they're going to get the bill for the tariff on top of that.
The Chinese making a statement is all that it is.
Couple of things yesterday. I was looking at some TCXOs and some other things. It was like $50 shipping, $100 shipping from China. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
Sit down, won't be long.
You know, China's not going to blink first, I don't think, because they don't need us. So it'll be up to Trump.
And I'm going to tell. The shelves, remember Walmart used to be all American? Walmart's worried about the shelves being bare. Well, that's because you went the wrong route.
Yeah, Walmart's slogan was made in the USA, and then it changed to bringing it home to the USA, and then they just got rid of that altogether.
Yes, money talks. The BS walks.
They're just a bunch of greedy jerks.
It's a life of luxury. NC9B.
WTUJKT. Anybody else around? Kenny, you here?
K4GFW Mobile, just sandbag. KO4HX Mobile. 4ZLE Mobile, good morning, everybody.
Buddy, and welcome to Patrick for his last day.
Yeah, where's the party?
Saturday in Hendersonville.
About 8 or 9 o'clock over at Genesio's, I think.
Last day, are we doing retiring or vacation? What are we doing, KQ4ZLE? I am shutting down my Matco tool business. Long story, but I'm shutting the Matco down.
Should I say congratulations? So like just a retirement type thing from that, or just trying something new, if I may ask?
I don't turn 50 till Saturday, so still too young for that, and I don't have that kind of money. But I've got to have my knee fixed, and they wanted to hassle me about that, so we decided to part ways. So after I get my knee fixed, I'll figure out what I'm going to do.
I understand that, my friend. Hey, and happy birthday, if I can call.
Looking forward to it.
And 4 ZLK.
K4 KFW.
NC9B.
Let's see, Eric, Patrick, Leon, Ken, and I think it's Anthony. I don't think we've ever spoken. Shane here. And since it's Patrick's last day, I had to get in here and say congratulations. I thought I'd jump in here. I usually don't get on in the morning. I'm trying to wake up still. But I'm going to say congratulations, Patrick. And does that mean I won't see you tomorrow?
You won't see me tomorrow. I have doctor's appointment tomorrow, and I got to take my grandfather to one of his appointments. So I got tomorrow planned, but I'll probably be down next week taking care of some loose ends.
Well, happy birthday as well, early. Y'all carry on. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to grab my cup of tea and sip on it, and I might listen a little while, so don't talk about me. N4ZLK, good morning.
Good to hear you, and I will talk to you later today anyway. KO4HK.
Enjoy that cup of tea. KN4GFW.
NW2JKT.
Have a good day. The Tracy, NC9B. I just had a nice long swig of mine.
And Tina.
Oh. Wife calls me Sweet Tea.
Doesn't call you sweet nothing.
Cool, don't I?
Ask her when I talk to her.
That conversation. Phone yesterday. You were just crossing the state line when I was getting off.
What?
So they sent me through last minute. They had to take their sweet little time.
I am going to get out and open this gate and switch vehicles, and I'll be right back. KO4HK.
Give me that new stopping point there, Eric. I appreciate you pointing that out to me yesterday. That's a nice, easy ingress, egress. Really good stop and get snacks.
The trouble with that place is turning left out of it is nearly impossible, but other than that, it's a nice, spacious area for trucks.
Patience of Job. I'll get out eventually.
They put that station in shortly after we built our new building there, so it's a fairly new setup. There's another Exxon on the other side of the interstate that does not have trucks, doesn't have a truck space, but that exit has really grown. They opened another gas station there last week. I can't remember if it was a racetrack or a raceway. But there are, six or seven gas stations at that exit now.
The place I've been able to stop is the Loves. New Loves they opened up, and it's packed now. So half the time you can't get in and out there too easy. And it's just atrocious getting in and out once you get on the highway or the pilot. the exit before you get to it. It's just bad. One at right before 29, right before you come to 29, the pilot station there, which is where I have to fuel up the company truck. So I had to stop there yesterday and fuel up.
Bulk deal.
Better deal. That's why they want us to fuel up there, but I can't see it. Maybe it's, maybe it's the contract or something I got with them. I don't know.
I'm surprised you don't have fuel on site.
They don't have them here locally. It'd be cost prohibitive right now. In Michigan, they have their own terminals, own terminal, fuel terminal, whatever you call it. They have their own maintenance and everything. We're an offshoot of the Zeeland, Michigan office, so right now, I was looking at the roster. I think we've lost a third of our people in the last year.
Stories in the news about how trucking is going to be a tough business, if the tariffs aren't let up and the imports don't start up again.
What I haul is, it's not been half as heavy as what I normally haul, but they're finding these extra loads, like the one yesterday afternoon. I mean, that was the full trailer. I was maxed out on my weight. You're not going quick anywhere. You can't even make a turn. You got to judge your speed. The car actually has to charge the other car's speed. I mean, you're trying to make a left turn. You got to wait on the traffic to clear. And you got that much weight on it. And the freight liners, they don't want to go anyway. So you got to really take your time and pick the opening to go.
You had some issues with getting off at exit 90 on the southbound side because it's an uphill exit ramp, and then a lot of trucks go up there and turn left to go to the Quick Trip and the pilot over there. And that light turns green, and it's, you know, 30 seconds before that first truck makes it through the intersection. So you got a boogie and try to sneak in behind him before the light turns red again.
It's like winding up a rubber band going uphill. You just, you know, you got that much weight, you can't pull it.
Going uphill and turning left is not a great combination.
Don't forget the freight liner. That's called MT. Have to go off a Malden Road there. It's like you have any crickets. So you got to pull. It's an uphill. It's got the stop sign. There's no driving light, so it's the stop sign. You gotta, and I got to make a left turn. My goodness, you're talking about crawling up a hill.
Camper up to a Beach Mountain in Western North Carolina. You're cruising at, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour, crawling up the hill. And my camper's only about 10,000 pounds, but, you know, 18,000 gross combined, it's still a lot for that little 5-liter.
I give it to my truck. The diesel makes a big difference.
That too, but it's just a small, you know, a 5-liter V8 is not, it's not that big, and it doesn't make, I think it's like 300 horsepower and 500 and some foot-pounds of torque, and it can do it, but you just got to stay in a low gear and go slow.
Fifth wheel it, keep it at 55 miles an hour going up the long grade there on I-26 or 25. It only downshift.
50 or 55 of the Saluda grade with my camper, but it's definitely, you know, winding it out at that point. That 3/4 ton or something with my next pickup truck.
I don't know. I just took you to try to nurse my lungs as long as I can. Prices of things nowadays, woo!
I definitely want my truck to last as long as it can possibly last, but if I ever do have to replace it, I'll have to upsize, I think. Half-ton diesels now, and none of them are enough to pull my camper really comfortably, so it'll have to be 3/4 ton.
Just me and the wife, I've thought about downsizing. Let's get a little tag along. That's a man, they really like the price of them things. Whoa!
I think this is Mother's Day weekend this weekend, but they have the annual Airstream event in Shelby, and they line Main Street with, you know, people bring in their Airstreams, and they just line Main Street with their Airstreams. They have electrical hookups throughout the you know, place for them to plug in, and it's like a big weekend event. I don't know if they didn't have it last year, but I think they're having it this year.
I went to Marion this past weekend. They had a I guess the sidewalk sale. Everybody had stuff laid out all up down Main Street there in Marion, selling it. My wife would have known that. She definitely would have come with us.
Our closing lanes at I-85 in Greenville during rush hour.
On the way to Williamston. Where'd everybody else go?
4ZLE. I'm still here. You're riding this 85 up north.
KO4HK, I'm back.
Y'all up, I'm gonna jump out. I'm gonna go to work. Got my HD again with me, Patrick, so you may hear me again later on. Y'all take care, have a great day, be safe, and C9B.
You have a good day out there, and be careful. KO4HK.
Have a good day, Leon, don't work too much.
K73 Leon, have a great day. We'll talk to you soon. WTJKT.
I think that was me. Have a good day, Leon. KQ4ZLE.
73 Leon, KN4TFW.
Kind of surprises this truck has for me today. Yesterday, the wall outlet didn't want to work, and the blow motor on the fan was running all the time, even though it was off.
Well, some electrical gremlins are always fun to chase around.
We think it's the furnace switch that's causing the fan to run, and that's what caused the wall outlet, because it drained the batteries down so far that it shut the inverter down. Sorry, I can't talk with this one, can't think. And that's what caused it. As soon as we went through everything and switched everything back around, it was working fine, except for the blower motor.
Pretty straightforward fix then. Mobile radio command center.
But I just got too much money in this one. I think I'm just going to sell it and get rid of it. I may get something smaller. Looking at buying me a little tag-along camper or something along those lines. Or maybe a little Class C.
Tag-along camper. What do you mean exactly?
Something like what you got. Maybe not quite that big. This is just the two of us, but I don't know. I hadn't figured out what we're going to do yet. It's going to be a little bit.
Anything to worry about first, I guess.
Looks at that floor plan you sent me on yours. It looks like a nice camper. It's just, I don't know, it might be a little more than what we're wanting to do. Just don't know if I want to put that kind of money into it yet.
Got a big camper. I mean, it's 30 feet, I think, something like that, and it's definitely spacious, but, you know, we don't use it very much either, and, you know, I think if I had to do it over again, and, you know, just do something smaller, and either get the, you know, go all out, get the bunkhouse and stuff for us and the kids, but, you know, the kids aren't really that interested in it either, so, you know, maybe just get rid of it and just not have a camper, so, I don't know what we're going to do yet.
Good to hear you. KL4HKX.
Morning, stranger. KN4TFW.
DJKT.
Ken and Eric, I just came down here and still kind of half asleep, but good morning to everybody. Y'all going camping?
Talking about campers. I'm trying to decide if I want to get one after I get rid of this tool truck.
Youngest Brad's got a camper she doesn't use. Well, I don't think she uses it. But it's a nice camper, it's just not big. Usually you're getting out of your tool truck, eh?
I might stay in the tool truck. I'll have to drive it to get some things maintenance on it, but it's the last day of running or any kind of route, for me anyway. But I'm not officially done until the 13th.
Pull the trigger.
It's kind of mutual. I won't say that it was one-sided, but it was kind of mutual. We're going part ways.
Dumb on their part, really, to lose something over nothing. You know what I mean?
Corporations have their rules and regulations, and they don't think about common sense sometimes, and they let lower management do things that they really don't know about. So it is what it is. I'm not mad about it. I'm moving on to greener pastures, so we'll see what happens from here.
Just done you a favor, Patrick.
Life is for sure, and that there will be changes and things come your way.
Initially, people don't like change, but then they adapt, so no problem there. Good morning, Eric and Kenny. Hope you guys are doing good.
Out there, too. You okay out on Interstate, Anthony?
Oh, no, I didn't do that again, did I? Anthony, I'm sorry.
No, we're all good. I'm just fighting this doggone traffic. It's suddenly got like crazy thick right here at the 42. I'm about to get off and get into the hospital. But no, thanks for checking on me, though.
WTJKT.
Mr. Clowner, got the top down. Go ride around a little bit.
Too bad. It just suddenly bunched up right before the 42 on the northbound side.
Hospital.
42 right now.
Get on 85 again. Aren't they on both ends?
Our upper side, down where I'm at, on the south end, almost at the Georgia state line, they're not really doing a whole lot of anything.
Their top end between exits 92 and 95 on the southbound side, and then they've got the pavement tore up around, I think it's in the 50s or morning, but I wasn't really paying attention.
They've ever not worked on that highway since I've been alive. I don't think they've ever finished it.
somebody.
Eric.
Cash cow for somebody.
When they were doing the multi-lane or adding the lanes to it back before the Olympics, down towards the Georgia state line, all the bad, crazy wrecks we were working left and right. That was crazy. Fiery wrecks, bad wrecks, multiple fatalities in each daggum wreck, it seemed like.
Trees falling up here across the road. Until we snuck under those this morning. They've been leaning across the road and they hadn't done nothing about it. Well, this morning I barely can fit under with the tow truck. Now you're getting rid of it. Crazy up here still.
To get rid of your truck, they wouldn't cut the trees.
Interrupt, but I'm pulling in the hospital. I hope everybody has a good day. Everybody be safe out there. Again, thank you for the conversation on the ride to work. I will be clear. KQ4ZLE.
Have a great day, KO4HX.
73 Anthony, have a good one. KN4TFW.
73 Anthony, good talking this morning. Have a great day, W2JKT.
Have a good one, N4AZ. I thought Ken was out there.
You're listening.
Ken.
Into the black hole, so y'all have a great day. Good to hear you, and maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. KO4HX, I'll be clear for now. 73.
Have a good one. I'm going to clear out too. I'm about a mile out, so you guys have a good one, and I'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
73 Patrick, 73 Ken, I'm jumping out too. I'm losing the repeater down here in 30s. So, dude, you have a great day as well. We'll catch you guys a little bit later on. This is W2JKT.
Eric and Ken and Patrick, good to hear y'all this morning for a few minutes. Catch you next time, and y'all be safe. Toodles, everybody. N4AZ.
Dude, I'll be back out here in a little bit when I get to the state line. KO4HX.